phenomenal performance last time out, a fight to many. That was a pick 'em over Daniel Santos. Tell us about your best performance of your career.
I've been waiting for a fight like that all my life, basically. And, you know, when the things happened, I knew I'm going to be ready. I'm always coming to fight in shape. But, I'm glad to have my best performance in the biggest fight of that time. So.
For a while, they were talking about you against Manny Pacquiao after the Mayweather fight fell out. Now he's fighting Joshua Clady. Supposedly, Freddie Roach was a little worried about your style and your size advantage. Are you disappointed that you're not going to be able to fight against Manny Pacquiao?
You know what? When the talks have started, I was looking forward. I mean, Manny Pacquiao is the top 10 greatest fighter, you know, and to be, you know, to fight him, you know, and trying your best and against the best fighter out there, you know, it's a great thing. So I was looking forward. I got, a little bit upset, but, you know, I've been turned down, basically. I'll take it as a compliment.
You got a big fight coming up in June, right here, Madison Square Garden, against Miguel Cotto. Cotto, one fight after you, took a pretty good beating against Manny Pacquiao. You know, some people say he may never be the same. He's moving up in weight. What are you expecting from Miguel Cotto on June 13th when he tries to come in Madison Square Garden and take your junior middleweight title?
I expect the best Cotto, you know. That's how I'm going to prepare for, you know. The best Cotto at this career, you know. I don't really care what kind of fight he had, what kind of health condition he is, you know. I'm going to do my thing again and prepare for the toughest fight, you know.
You know, junior middleweight's got some good fighters, but not necessarily the biggest names. Obviously, you got yourself. After you got Paul Williams, another guy who's moving up. A lot of guys have not wanted to fight him either. You also have Sergio Martinez. Sergio Martinez is another tough guy. If you beat Cotto, would you be interested in one of them, or are you thinking about maybe going up to 160 and trying to grab Kelly Pavlik's belt, another top-ranked guy and an easy fight to make?
I don't know. Right now, June 12th is the fight is my goal. I'm not really thinking of that other stuff, you know.
What kind of fight are you expecting from Miguel Cotto? You know, much more physical style than a guy you fought in the past. What do you think is going to happen June 12th, stylistically?
Stylistically, you know, I expect Cotto be doing his combinations, you know, he's fast-handed, you know. I didn't start yet preparation for this fight, but, you know, I'm going to get ready and see. We're going to work out a plan with my trainer and try to execute it on June 12th.
A little off topic, now it looks like we're going to have, you obviously got two of your stablemates going up against each other now, Manny Pacquiao against Joshua Clady. Also looks like Floyd Mayweather is going to be fighting against Shane Mosley, a fight that's been discussed for years. What are your personal predictions in both fights?
I think Joshua Clady always brought a hell of a fight, you know, but he always came a little bit too short in the fight against Cotto, Margarito. So, you know, I don't know if he's gonna come this time on top of it. I love Joshua Clady, he's a great fighter, but I think Pacquiao is gonna come a little bit ahead of him.
Mayweather Mosley.
Oh, wow. I think, you know what, I think Sugar.
To the Shane?
Yeah.
As we all know, you've been studying to become a rabbi. Do you know exactly when you're planning to start your rabbinical career? Or is that something maybe right now, you know, you're in your groove, that's on hold?
I'm probably a year and a half from being ordained as a rabbi. So when I become a rabbi, then I will have to
stop fighting.
We'll see. Yeah.
WBA Junior Middleweight Champion Yuri Foreman, thank you for your time. Anything in closing?
Thank you very much. Come June 12th, it's going to be a lot of good fights. Thank you.